thank God we move through testimonies. Amen. We just thank God today for being a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Amen. When nobody else can help us, how many know the song says, love lifted us? How many know love lifted us? The song says, you see me and you know me. How many know God sees and knows every last one of us? And for that we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Healing rain is falling down. Lift your hand, for there's no one greater I have than the great I am.
Yes.
Why do you know there's no one greater than the great I am? I'm not talking to a choir church. So how do you know there's nobody greater?
No.
Hallelujah. Moses said, Lord, who shall I say sent me?
Yes.
You know, Moses wasn't qualified. That I can't speak. God said, well, who made the tongue? Moses tried to get out of the job. Moses finally said, Lord, well, who shall I say sent me? He said, just tell them that I am, sent you. No one greater than the great I am. And we bless God. We thank God for our wife looking real good today on her birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That looks beyond all of our faults. And how many know God sees our needs?
Amen. Amen.
Even the stuff we think we know, we don't know. Amen. The scripture said, when a man thinks of the thing, he knoweth it not yet, as he ought to know. And the scripture said that the way that seemeth right unto a man. I'm so glad that I just surrendered to God. I don't have to chart my own path. I don't have to do my own GPS to figure out where I'm going. I don't even have to get on Apple or any of those other devices. I just let Jesus lead me. The old song says, when he leads me,
I will follow.
When he leads me,
I will follow.
And I'll go with him all the way. So we bless the Lord. Let us stand for our scripture reading today. Amen. Last week, I took over everything that we wanted to go over concerning Jacob's life. Amen. And that when God called Jacob, Jacob did not walk fully without fear. How many know that fear is part of human nature? The problem is not the fear. The problem is when the fear controls you. We all have fear. If you read everyone in the Bible, every leader, amen, every godly man has some fear. David had fear. Abraham had fear. Jacob had fear. Isaac had fear. But God was still able to say, I'm the God of Abraham.
Come on.
I'm the God of Isaac. And I am the God of Jacob. So the only problem with fear is when fear controls you. But Paul said, we are more than conquerors. We can conquer fear. Amen. So let us turn to Genesis. The 28th chapter. We're going to read verse 7, and then we're going to skip down to verse 10 and 15. Amen? Genesis, the 28th chapter. This is once again about Jacob. Amen. And there are times when God will send us, ask us to do something. And it seems like things get so much worse when we obey God. I didn't say they get worse, I said they what?
Seems like.
How many know God's in control?
Right.
How many know God's in control? God will never give you an assignment. God will never call us to a place and leave us alone. Because the scripture tells us, he said, he promised he never would leave us. Never. Lord, thank you. Your mother and father may forsake you. But I heard the scripture say, then the Lord will heal your
business.
Sometimes even your spouse might power and held down low.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you. Afraid to go to sleep at night. Afraid to face the next day. Amen. Always just fear, fear, fear. But somebody said, I went to the church one night. And my heart was right. And something got a hold of me. I said, something got a hold of me. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul is satisfied. Can we say satisfied? Can we say satisfied? Yeah, I'm sweet. I go home to Jesus. No, let's go to Genesis 28 chapter. Can't be long because I know you need. Well, I might be long because the food never comes, so let's have to take it out. I won't be long, but you know, it's such a wonderful thing. If I can encourage anyone today, life seems like a slippery slope sometimes. Life seems like a slippery slope. Amen. It's like every time you take a step forward, you take 10 paths. But that's not what's important. The importance is every step you take, as long as God stands by you. That's all with anything else. So many times we judge where we are based on where we go, and we forget about who's with us. And the scripture says, if God be for you, if who? Not your husband, not your wife, not your mother, not your father, not your best friend, not the judge, not the lawyer. If God be all things, who then can be against you? Genesis 28:7 reads Jacob. And then Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan-Aram. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in a place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on him. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, God, thank you. How many of you want God to say he's with us? Come on, how many of you want God to be with you? He said, behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in. When God is with you, you don't need no security. Amen. If God is with you, you can tell him. You don't need no secret service. Hallelujah. I said, if God is with you, you don't need nothing else. He said, if I'm with you, I'll keep you. Oh, thank you. In every place where thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will. Lord, what a blessing. Nobody else can make you that promise that I'll be with you. He said, I will not leave thee until I. He will do all that this afternoon, but you must be increased. Lord, we just ask you to speak a word. Lord, have thy way. Lord, move in our lives, and for this we thank you in the church. Say in Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. So, just some history. We know that Jacob deceived his brother Esau. He deceived his father, and deceived his brother, and Esau sold the birthright. And then when it was time for Isaac to give a blessing, we know that Isaac, Jacob, who became the deceiver of the great supplanter, that's what Jacob means, that he supplanted his brother and stole his blessing. And when his brother found out that he was angry, his brother found out what he was done, the brother was angry, and Jacob feared for his life. When did he fear? Before the blessing or after the blessing? After the blessing. Because Isaac had already blessed him. But Jacob was so afraid. So his brother and father said, listen, go back to Laban, who was one of our relatives, and you'll be safe there. Amen. So the scripture says that Joseph obeyed his father and his mother and went to Padan Aram. In verse 10, and Jacob went all out. And Jacob went out from before Bathsheba and went toward Aram, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the angel of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood. Lord, thank you. The Lord stood. I'm so glad for the angel that was going up and down. But I'm more glad that God was on the top. Amen. I'm glad for the messengers. But I'm just glad for the master. I said, I'm glad for the messengers. We know know that Bethel means the half of God. He said, I am the God. Remember, when Jacob lay down in dream, he said, surely I did not realize the Lord was in this place. So he named the place Bethel. Right? For those of you that went to my Bible class, what the scripture says, Abram, who was way before Bethel, pitched between Bethel and I. Right? This is for the Wednesday night. Y'all understand what that means. And if you don't understand what it means, you gotta go out to Wednesday night. That's a Wednesday night club. You're right. Amen. So he named the place Bethel. He said, I'm the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest to vow to me. Now arise, get thee from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Now, Genesis 32, verse 1 reads, and Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him. Well, what is Jacob doing? He's doing what God told him to do. Did he have fear? Did he have any trepidation? Yes. But he still went. I wonder today, has God sent us some places or called us to do something for him, and fear has completely immobilized us? I wonder, has fear held a lot of us back, even though we weren't sure how it was going to turn out? You know what?
Was in distress.
In his mind, he's like, Lord, how can I be doing? is doing all that God asks him to do. God says, go, Jacob goes. But then he finds out his brother. Now, when he left his brother at least 20 years earlier, his brother was angry. Right? His brother was angry. But how many know that God has a way with taking anger away? You know what Jacob's problem is? Jacob was stuck back 20 years ago. And God was today. I wanted to think, how many of y'all stuck back 20 years ago? Your whole past has been spiritual problems. So God is moving Jacob to a new place. First somebody said, what's the sister law? A new beginning, a new day, a new song. And God's bringing you to a new place. God forbid. How many of us are stuck back there? Lord, thank you. No wonder Paul said, forgetting. You gotta forget what's back there. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to the things which are. God never wants the church to stand still. God never wants us to look back. He gave us every armor in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, but the armor to protect our back. Because God never intended for the saints of God to ever turn around. He still remembers what happened in the past. I wonder today, how many of God trying to take to a new place? Everybody messed up in the past. Some of us messed up yesterday. Some of us messed up this morning. But God said, if you just bring that problem to me and leave it. I promise God that we bring out our problem, and then before we leave, we know God. Your problem to me. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You got to bring it and you got to leave it there. Amen. When you give it to God, leave it there. When it looks like it's getting worse, leave it there. Don't go back there. Don't talk about what happened back there. God is taking you to a new place. So Jacob is walking by faith, but his mind is still at what happened 20 years ago with his brother. I wonder how many of us today are spiritually held back because we're holding on to the past. So when you don't know how it impacted me, I don't have to know, God knows. But every problem, every pain, you know, the thing is, my wife had this thing said, God is bigger than your problems. He's bigger than your troubles. Amen. God can solve all your problems. But he can't help you if you stay back there. So Jacob is afraid. Because he's not going forward. His mind is taking him back. Amen? Genesis 33:1. Now, where's Jacob's mind at? That in fear of his who?
Brother.
I know I did my brother wrong. I know I stole the birthright. And I know if my brother's coming and he got 400 men with him, how many know that don't look good? Seriously. If you look at it with the natural eyes, how many know that looks real bad? But God said, I'm with you. As long as God's with you, he's more than the whole world. Yes, he is. Because God fights your battle. So Jacob is caught back there 20 years late. Where he was at. And God is trying to move him to a new place. Genesis 33:1 reads, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came with
400.
He's coming with the 400 men. And remember, Jacob is afraid. Is what kind of distress? Greatly distress. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put all the handmaids and their children foremost. He said, listen, if you're going to do anything, let him get rid of the things that hurt my wife first. Right? Because Leah and Rachel were his wife. And you know, Rachel was the closest thing. He said, so if the enemy's going to destroy anything, let him get them first. Because now he's walking according to his carnal mind. He's not walking with his spiritual mind. Amen? Verse 3 says, he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and
Rachel.
why? We won't let go of the past. Amen. We can't go forward unless we let go of our past. Many of us today are incarcerated by our past. Can't move forward in God, can't do anything in God because of the past. And our subtopic is not what it looks like. Jacob went through all that unnecessary trouble because of what he was looking at. And he didn't realize that God was working behind the scenes. And I would love to go through more of this, but I won't for the sake of time today. But fear is a part of human nature. Jacob and every successful person in the Bible whom God called and chose experienced a period of fear. They all experienced, read my evidence for them, they say they were afraid. They were fearful. They did. Abraham lied because he was afraid. Right? But the problem is you can't allow fear to keep you bound up. Amen? Fear is only a problem when we allow it to control us. Fear is a problem when you allow it to control you. The greatest fear people have today is what other people say. I'm so glad my mother told us a long time ago, you don't have to be afraid of anybody. We always say this, but we don't really believe it. They always say, sticks and stones, they break my bone. What? Some say talk, some say words. Words were never heard. Words to hurt. But you can't allow people's words to affect how your relationship with God. It's impossible for you to have a right relationship with God if you walk in fear. Just give me a couple more minutes. Just to highlight something in Jacob's life. Every time Jacob moved to a place that God told him to do, he stopped long enough to build an altar. Everywhere you read about it, and he does it in the 28th chapter, he does it, I believe, again in the 33rd chapter, he does it in the 35th chapter. Every time he moves what God wants him to do, he stops long enough to build an altar. You know why? Because it signifies a right relationship with God. An altar signifies a right relationship. An altar is when you go and talk to God and God talks back to you. So every time he got to a place, even when he was afraid, he stopped long enough to build an altar. We need to start building some altars in our lives. We need to work on our relationship with God. The scripture says, but ye be loved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, which is what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus says in Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 1, men are always to pray and not faint. Today, if you're fainting, what's your prayer life like? Because if your prayer life is intact, you trust God for everything. But if you're fainting, I know God can do that. You're not praying. My brother told me a long time ago, a preacher told him, almost finished, told him this. He said, if you want to pray, then don't worry. If you want to pray, don't worry. He said, but then if you want to worry, I pray. Right? I wonder today, how many of us are praying and worrying? You got to give that problem to God. Let Jesus fix it for you as we all stand. For he knows just what to do. Don't allow fear to keep you paralyzed. You know, fear don't stop, doesn't completely stop us, but it paralyzes us. It prevents us from moving like God wants us to move. A person that has partial paralysis can still move, but they can't do it like everybody else. Don't allow the devil to cause you to have a spiritual disability where you're not where God wants you to be and doing what God wants you to do. It's time for us as the church and as the people of God to surrender all. Can we just say surrender all?
Surrender all.
Can we say surrender all?
Surrender all.
Stop holding on to what you want. Stop looking at how things appear to be. Once you give it to God, God will make a way where there is. nowhere. We used to sing this song, Jesus rode the water's path. And he made a way where there was. It's time for surrender. I wanted to leave. We have, listen, this isn't about your mother, your father, your best friend, anybody else. This is about you and your relationship with God.
Yes.
I wonder how many of us today have a mind for not partial surrender, but total surrender. Total surrender. Total surrender, saying, you know, I've been doing it my way, my sight. Now it's time to do it my way, my faith, again. Hallelujah.